Burlington becomes the 26th city to join U.S. Ignite, an initiative of the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy to increase technological competitiveness. Mayor Merle Weinberger announced the city's initiative, dubbed BTV Ignite, at the headquarters of Dealer.com in downtown Burlington.
One of the issues that Burlington and the handful of other communities that have the kind of fiber optic capacity that we have has been facing is that even though our pipes are sized to allow an enormous amount of data to flow through them, there are very few applications that have been developed for these opportunities because it's so rare and because the mass market is for applications with much lower bandwidth. By linking us with the handful of other places that do already have or are aspiring, and in many cases aspiring to have the kind of resources we have, it really opens up the universe much more quickly of what can be done to take advantage of this competitive advantage we have here in Burlington of having significant fiber optic resources.
Mayor Weinberger attended a June U.S. Ignite App Summit and shared a video from that meeting showing some of the types of apps being created through the program.
We build an easy 3D web software.
Connect Health is a social fitness experience. It's online. So instead of having to go to the gym comes to you.
We can monitor the power grid to help local municipalities and utilities advance notification of a power outage.
This is a group that is busy inventing the future.
U.S. Ignite Executive Director William Wallace notes their mission is to generate 60 next-generation internet applications that will have a transformative impact on the nation's economy. Burlington was selected as the newest community because it has four unique assets to take advantage of the next generation of the internet.
They are symmetrical speed, scale, spirit, and superior capability. By symmetrical speed, what I mean is the gigabit network Burlington has that brings symmetrical gigabit speed capabilities to many institutions and households 100 times faster than the average speed throughout the country. By scale, I mean Burlington's density of education and research networks. By superior capabilities, I refer to a growing group of capabilities around which applications can be built.
Interim Burlington Telecom Director Stephen Barracliffe notes that Burlington was one of the first communities to build a fiber optic network, which is the technical base for the initiative.
It actually built one of the most powerful and robust fiber optic networks in the country. We have an opportunity, I believe, over a period of time to create a regional technology center in Burlington, which will drive well-paying, clean, green jobs for decades to come.
An advisory group has been formed to focus city efforts on specific technology areas, including enhancing the existing technology infrastructure in the community, identifying and enhancing the city's core capabilities regarding which next generation applications can be built, and recruiting new tech businesses and workers. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.